On the G&M Family Market phone line, the former Maine Black Bear, now the director of player personnel for the Houston Texans, Brian Gain, joins us. Brian, good afternoon.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to have you back on the show with us. What's it been like for you this week, being, in effect, the host of Super Bowl 51?
Well, believe it or not, Rich, we're right back to work. You know, once the season ended for us with our loss to the Patriots in the playoffs, you know, we were turning our attention to the Senior Bowl, and our scouting staff and coaching staff descended on Mobile, Alabama, in preparation for the draft. And then we prepare for our free agent and college scouting draft meeting. So, you know, we immediately turn the page and start looking towards the future to continue to build a team and to put ourselves in a position to compete for a championship down the road. But I believe the Patriots and the Falcons, they've had a great week of weather here in Houston. So I think that the environment and the scene around the stadium, our facility is in the building and it's in the stadium. You can see the excitement building up as it leads up to Sunday and for game time. So it's been a fun week, but for us, as it relates to personnel and scouting, we've been working hard.
Well, and I want to ask you about your team and your off-season priorities as well, but let's talk a little bit about these two teams in the Super Bowl. And, of course, you guys obviously know the Patriots very well, and it seems like, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like maybe your Texans defense matched up as well as anybody in the National Football League did with the Patriots and had the best game plan for them.
Well, the credit goes to the Patriots. They found a way to win the game. At the end of the day, it's a four-quarter game, and that's what you have to do. So, you know, they won the game, and credit to them, and they deserve to be where they are. But, you know, I think it boils down to, you know, they got good players, very good coaches. It's a great organization, very successful organization, great fan base, obviously one that I'm familiar with. But they got good players, and they went out there, and they executed their plan. As it relates to Atlanta, you know, what I see in Atlanta is, you know, obviously explosive offense, great skill players. They got a good defense. So, you know, I think that this is a great matchup, and it should be an exciting game to watch and be a fan of.
Well, of course, we know Tom Brady so well up here, but a lot of fans here don't see the NFC teams as much. From your perspective, how good is Matt Ryan?
Yeah, he's an excellent player, talented guy, very cerebral, very smart, intelligent. Got good arm talent. He's got the size, pocket passing ability, ability to make all the throws, find the open receivers, sees the field well. So talented player, winning player, and obviously that reflects with him being in the Super Bowl. So should be an exciting game. Great matchup.
We're talking to Brian Gain of the Houston Texans here on Downtown Super Bowl 51, of course, coming up on Sunday. And change is always part of the National Football League, and that's what keeps it vibrant and keeps the fans watching. As far as the future goes, Brian, do you think we'll see, and it's been discussed a little bit, a change in the schedule, perhaps an 18-game regular season at some point?
Yeah, I can't speak to that. You know, I can speak to the process, though, like as it leads up to playing 16 games. Like these players and the coaches are, it's a borderline all year round process. But, you know, we start this process ultimately in April when the guys come back for the off season program, which is voluntary. But we've had good participation leading into the OTAs, into the mini camps, and then into summer training camp. And then if you count the preseason games, I mean, this is a long grind of a year as it relates to that. So I know the time and effort that's put into this, and it's a long season. So, you know, every player and everybody needs an opportunity to recharge and come back to the drawing board. But I know this, the 16 games that do get played, it's hard to win in the NFL, and it's a very competitive environment. And from week to week, anybody can win. Any given Sunday, I think, is a legitimate statement.
Now, from your perspective, when you're looking at future talent, how much of a factor is that schedule and looking at guys who can hold up both physically and mentally over the long haul of the season?
Well, there is something that you ultimately always try to do when you're trying to roster build and build a team, and you want to build as good a depth as you possibly can. And with 53 players, sometimes that's a challenge through the length of the season, and injuries do happen. For instance, we had 13 or 14 players this year on injured reserve. Naturally, J.J. Watt was one of those players, and that was since week two or week three of the season. So you have to build in some depth to survive those times and places when you do lose those players. So, and that's part of what we're doing right now. And every player you pick ultimately may not be a starter, but you hope that they can be a contributing player at some point and solidify depth for you if they're not a starter.
So for your team, after a playoff run, what's your top off-season priority, Brian?
Well, first and foremost, you want to evaluate your own team. You ultimately want to know what the performance was of your own players, and then hopefully you build a strategy that then leading into the off-season of trying to address some of those needs and the things that you have to improve upon to help your team close the gap and get to a championship level. So going through that process now, and then ultimately, you're trying to acquire as good of players as you can to position yourself to win a championship. So as it relates to priorities, you're trying to improve your team globally at every position, but also increase competition. And then naturally, you're going to have your own free agents on your own team that you're going to have to address. So it's a large, encompassing operation as it relates to your strategy. But that process began as soon as the season ended when you start evaluating your own team. You're looking towards free agency, the draft in April, and then hopefully you're just closing the gap to that championship level.
As we look around the National Football League, so many guys that have Maine Black Bear connections, either as players or coaches or in the management end of things. For you, what was it about your time at Maine, and what is it about the Black Bear experience that's allowed so many guys to be successful at the professional level?
And that's a very good question, Rich. And when it's asked to me, I often respond by saying this. It's really about the people. I think it's about the people in the community, and that's how influential I think the Maine experience is of being part of the football program there. But the great coaches, the teammates that I've had, and the friendships that were forged and kept over the years, also just the Orono Bangor community, the opportunity to play together. You all go there for a common bond of a common goal of trying to win football games, get an education, and have the college experience there in Orono and in the Bangor area. So I think as time goes on, you reflect and appreciate the time spent there. And I think that's why many of the guys that come out of there feel like it's a kinship. It's a connection to the past. And I would tell you this from the NFL experience side. When I do travel the nation as it relates to the college scouting and the pro scouting end, people recognize the University of Maine as a program that will always have players who are tough, hard-nosed, grinders, guys that love football, passionate about playing the game, very coachable players. So Maine football has a very good reputation as it relates to the NFL community.
Now, you were a tight end at the University of Maine and played on some very good teams and for some very talented coaches. And I see this all the way through. We were on the road with Black Bear football this year, and everywhere we go, former Black Bears are there. And it really is, it's an overused word sometimes in sports, but the Black Bear football family is a real thing that guys have remained friends over the course of decades.
It certainly is. And when you reflect upon it, I mean, it's what, over 100, 125 years of college playing experience that's within the program. I mean, that's a long lineage from generation to generation. So it's exciting to be a part of that. And I think as you grow older, you certainly appreciate more of having the experience and trying to stay connected to the program. And I still do that from afar here in Houston, try to follow what they're doing weekly and just saw their recruiting signings yesterday. So I was excited to see that. And, always having a feeling of optimism as it relates to what they're trying to do. So I'm glad to see that Coach Joe had some early success in year one, and hopefully that's a building block year for the future as it relates to the program's growth and development under Coach Joe.
And you played for Cosby, but you also played for Kirk Ferentz as well. And I would say with both of those guys, terrific football coaches, but also one of the reasons they've been successful, both good people who put people first.
No doubt about it. And I would say that I'm in football because of people like that, because of Kirk Ferentz and Coach Cosgrove. And there's been many other people that have been influential. But my main experience, my experience of being in the program, I think allowed me a view and a prism into what it would be like to pursue a career in football. And certainly Coach Ferentz and Coach Cosgrove were influential in kind of shaping my direction of pursuing a career, especially after I was done playing. I knew I wanted to stay in football, but those were people that I confided in and talked about of how the path that I was going to take to get to where I wanted to be.
Well, and Brian, listen, if you guys need a defensive lineman, get a pretty good Black Bear who just graduated, Pat Ricard. I'm sure he's on the list somewhere, but boy, talented, hardworking kid. I'm just trying to do a Black Bear a little favor here.
Well, we are always looking for good players at every level of the draft. So I would wish him well. But I would say this, as it relates to the reputation of the University of Maine football program and the NFL community, and I said it before, very good, well-standing reputation as it relates to the types of players that come out of the program, and that's complementary to what Coach Kyle has built there and what Coach Joe is trying to sustain.
No question about it. Brian Gain, Houston, Texas. Brian, great talk with you. Thanks for joining us on this busy time of year. Good luck to you guys this weekend, of course, but in the draft as well, and continued success in your NFL career.
Thank you, Rich.
Brian Gain checking in with us here on Downtown.